Shalom and welcome to another hour of Jewish soul music. This is your host, Charlie Bernhout. On behalf of my partner, Cantor Benny Rogoznitsky, we hope that you're enjoying these programs brought to you by Cantor's World. I'm very pleased to have with me in the studio Cantor Ravi Veig. Many of you are familiar with his fine voice and his davening throughout the metropolitan area and in various other venues. Correct, Cantor?
Somewhat.
And he was a great aficionado and friend of the Koussevitzkys, and this is what we'll be discussing this evening, and you're going to hear something most unusual. Well, good evening, Cantor Veig.
Hi, Charlie. How are you?
Welcome.
As you know, we did, I think, 2 hours a year to go on Moshe and David.
Yes.
But I think now that before the high holidays, the most appropriate thing you can do is bring some high holiday music. And what's better than a Slichas davening live in the shul, where a chazan performs at its best and where he belongs at his best. And tonight we're going to play David Koussevitzky, who unfortunately passed away 20 years ago. And it's exactly 20 years ago, by the way. And unfortunately, there's no Slichas been published on David Koussevitzky in the stores. So what we're going to play here tonight is going to be something that most people have not heard or never had an opportunity to hear and may not ever hear, because I don't know if there'll be somebody other than myself that might want to put the course through and publish the Slichas as I did for Moshe Koussevitzky, which thousands of people have thanked me for putting out that Slichas many years ago.
Yeah, those are wonderful recordings, and not just of that, but of so many others of the great Koussevitzky.
Great.
Yes.
Just a little bio on David Koussevitzky. Some of your younger audiences might not know. David was really the youngest of the four brothers. He studied music at the Vilna Conservatory of Music, so he was very well educated in music. In 1927, he joined the Vilna Choral Choir at the Vilna Choral Synagogue, which, interestingly enough, the chazan at that time in the Vilna Shul was Moshe Koussevitzky. And his brother, Simcha Koussevitzky, was also in the choir. In fact, there's a picture showing Moshe in the middle, and David and Simcha at each of the other ends of the picture as choir boys.
Uh-huh.
At the age of 18 years old, he became the choir leader of the Carnesia, Lemberg, Rovno area, and he was very successful at it. Interesting enough, in Lemberg, where he was the choir leader, his brother Yaakov davened as a chazan at that time. And then he went to the Polish army for a year and a half. After the Polish army, interestingly enough, his brother Moshe kept pushing him and saying, you really should become a chazan instead of a choir leader. And he became the chief cantor of Rovno at 20 years old.
Really?
Yeah. 3 years later, at the really young age of 23, and he was young at 23, he became the chief cantor of the Hendon Synagogue, where he officiated for 12 years in London. And he was also a lecturer at that time at the Jews College of Chazanut. And as my good friend Jay Gerber, who knew David Koussevitzky almost as better than anyone else will tell you, told me, he said he met Pat during that time in London and married her, and we all know they had a very, very beautiful marriage. Interesting enough, Hendon Synagogue in London was one of the largest shuls in London. It was one of the most prestigious positions.
Mm-hmm.
So at the age of 23 years old, he landed that position. Following his life, more currently thereafter, in 1948, Simon Ackerman, the famous clothier from New York, was traveling through Europe, heard David Koussevitzky in London, absolutely went crazy, and called him up, and he was the force behind bringing him to America and to Temple Emanuel. Interestingly enough, a story that Jay Gerber told me is that Temple Emanuel, after Quarton was looking for chazan, called Moshe Koussevitzky, who had just come to the States at that time. And Moshe at that time said, I'm not interested in being a full-time chazan. I'm really looking to freelance a little bit, which he did, by the way, for a few years until 1952, when Moshe accepted the position in Temple Bethel, where he stood until 1966 when he passed away. But he said, if you really want the greatest chazan in the world, you should call my brother David.
Wow, what a story.
So that story came from one side, and the Simon Ackerman story, which everyone does know, also happened at the same time, interestingly enough. And he was hired, believe it or not, and he became the great chazan of New York even before Moshe Koussevitzky landed in Borough Park in 1952. David Koussevitzky landed in 1948 in Temple Emanuel, where he was the chazan following Quarton for 35 years, He stood at the pulpit until his passing on July 31st, 1985, at the age of 74 years old. Moshe had passed away in 1966. So he lived quite a bit longer than Moshe, fortunately for us. He basically was a chazan for a total of 50 years. I think that's something to be commended.
Wow. Now, this is a davening at Bethel?
Yes, this is a slichas that was recorded in Temple Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
And, again, this is going back quite a bit of time. This is in the early 1970s, so it's the tape is 35 years old. We didn't have the great Cantus World microphones at that time from Lincoln Center. So let's just try to hear and enjoy it and relive David Kosovitsky.
Okay,
let's go back.
Start
with Ashrei.
Okay.
And I have edited some of it to allow the time to give the people the most I possibly could.
Oh,
Well, I guess for those people that never heard David Krasovitsky, that was really quite a treat. Fortunately for me, I spent many years listening to David for Slichas. And funny enough, he used to go at 10 o'clock to hear with many, many people, believe it or not, and Hasidim up in the women's balcony because they wouldn't sit downstairs. But I used to go 10 o'clock to hear David Krasovitsky, and then at 12:30, a quarter to one, go to Temple Bethel to hear Moshe Krasovitsky. So you can imagine what a night we had. But let me tell you, the people that went to both, they'll never forget it. As you can hear in this tape, I mean, the Ashrei Nashamalach. With more to come, we're going to have Hatei, which even though he recorded in the studio, I think when you listen to it at the Bima, it's going to be a different Hatei that you've heard on the record. And then we're going to hear Masur Menucha, Ve'avi Osem, Ahakachi, and Shema Kolenu, which we're going to try to get as much of it as we can out of it.
Great.
So here we go. Thank you. That was fantastic, huh, Charlie?
Wild.
Yeah, even though, I tell you again, you heard it on the recordings, but there's nothing like it in sound. The real sound, the chazanet, the pulpit, that's something you can't put away.
Of course, we have to remember that this was done rather primitive recording equipment, and I think I hear small
little Norelco recorders, and you have people humming.
Humming along, right. Yes. That wasn't you humming along.
No, that wasn't me humming. I wouldn't hum when Dovid's singing.
Okay, but listen, this is just wonderful that we have.
David was certainly one of the greatest cantors ever. I mean, I think the fact that he was in the manual, I think, maybe detracted a little bit from him, but when you listen to him and the great, great feeling and the sweetness of his voice and the range of his voice and the musical of his voice is far outpaced almost anyone in his generation. So let's move on with Matzor Menucha. We'll try to give you a couple of pieces from there.
They are.
Well, we're really listening to some magnificent recordings.
Yeah, how you like that Metzum Menucha, huh?
Beautiful.
Like that? I'll tell you, the Tzeretzer HaShirosim is certainly a classic for all Chazanim that sing it. But I'll tell you, the way David does it with such ease and such beauty, and that's why they called him the Sweet Singer of Israel. David was actually known as the Sweet Singer of Israel, because as powerful as a voice he has, he was so sweet. His masukas, mm-hmm. the way he delivered the liturgy was just so unbelievable. And to have watched them, it was just unbelievable with such ease and, you know, no screaming. I mean, screaming was never part of David Kusevitzky. As high as notes as he hit, it was all natural. It was all beauty. And I think when you hear the Shema Kolenu, unfortunately we don't have the entire Shema Kolenu, which is a big disappointment, but I'll tell you, what you're going to hear is going to be enough to leave you memories for many, many more years to come.
Okay.
So let's go to Shema Kolenu, Charlie.
This is so magnificent. Cantor Robert Veig, we're so pleased that you are sharing this with us.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, after doing a year ago David Kusevitzky for an hour from live concerts, I couldn't resist the temptation when you called me and say, Robbie, what do you have for Slichas? Even though it's a couple of weeks before Slichas, thank God I had the time to put it together for you.
Thank you so much. And on behalf of our audience, I'm sure they are really going to enjoy
it. I hope
they'll
love it.
Yes, this is classic. Oh. Well, that was certainly quite a treat, Cantor and Robbie Vague.
Unfortunately, we don't have the Alta Shechenu, but you can get a gist of the first two pieces alone. Drive you crazy. You know, last year was my first year davening in the White Shul in Far Rockaway after so many years at the Kingsway Jewish Center. And I've always historically sang Shema Kolenu from Kusevitsky. And last year, for whatever reason it was, I sang the beginning of Shema Kolenu for Moshe. And then I just, at the Omer, decided I want to sing David's Hashivenu, which you just heard.
Right.
And, you know, it's so beautiful. Hashivenu. And then you have a Chazon's part to come in. I can't tell you how many people came over to me and said, where was that? And after I finished singing the words, you know, because they're a little bit tight on what they call repetition these days in the shul. So I did like a humming, you know. And I went back with the humming, and then I sang the end of the piece with Chazanus. And the guy came over to me, an older gentleman. He says, boy, he says, I don't know where you got that Hashivenu from. He says, but I'm walking out of this shul, and all I'm trying to do is hum. And I can't get it straight. Can you do it for me, Chazan? So I want to tell you something. That Hashivenu, even though Moshe Kuzvitsky's Hashivenu was fantastic, the difference a little bit between Moshe and David was always that David would always add a little bit of a little song, you know, something to break up just the cantorial. In fact, you know, from all the great chazanim we have today, I think the one that, one of them certainly that did it the best was Moshe Stern. If you listen to his Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur davening, which I've become very, very familiar with, in fact, I sing probably three or four of his pieces during the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur service. And I discussed it with Moshe Stern just a couple of weeks ago when I was in Israel. And I told him, I said, you know, what's amazing about your davening, which I remember and I learned from so much, and sing, is that, you know, he'll do a piece of Chazanus, Heyeim Pepio Samcha Beis Yisrael, you know, with beautiful Nusach and Chazanus, and all of a sudden in the middle, he'll just start singing like a niggun, a song, and then go right back to Chazanus. And if you follow Moshe Stern, he has a history of doing that. And David Kusevitsky was very much the same way. Mm-hmm. Although I think this was certainly preemptive, his Hashivenu, this was...
Right, well, improvisation is rather rare today.
Moshe Stern was fantastic in doing that. Mm-hmm. I think the biggest problem, and I discussed this with Moshe Stern just a few weeks ago when I was in his apartment, is that most of the Chazanim today, and I don't, you know, take this away, or no one should take it personally, insultingly, or anything like that. Every Chazan to me is great. Whether you're really great or not great makes no difference. Whatever you've given people, whatever you give people, there's something to learn from everyone. But one of the things that I discussed with Moshe at great length was that the problem with most Chazanim today is they've become record players. Everyone wants to sing a great composition, but what are they able to do in between the composition? You know, there's Nusach HaTfilah, and there's improvisation. I think improvisation at the Amid, you know, Benzion Miller recorded a Shabbos davening, a Shabbos cassette, I once discussed this with him. I said, you know, Benzion, I said, I listened to the tape. It's fantastic. But I said, you know, I can smell something different. You know, it wasn't a record player. I said, you weren't singing compositions. You were really singing pieces. But he said, yeah, you know, this was a complete tape of improv, if that's what you want to call it. And, you know, only a master of Chazon is somebody that grew up with a Baal Tefillah, and somebody grew up learning Tefillah and Nusach HaTefillah, as Yosef Malavani would always tell me, Nusach HaTefillah, Nusach HaTefillah.
Right.
That's the only way you can come and improv. In fact, just a little story on Moshe Stern. Once standing at the Omid, and a cantor came over to him and wanted to sing for him, and, you know, he asked him, how can I become a great cantor? And he had a great voice. So Moshe Stern said to him, he says, you know, first go to a couple of shtiblach and go to a couple of Beis Medrash and learn Nusach and listen to how about Tefillah davens. He says, after you can become about Tefillah, you become a Chazan. The problem today is everybody wants to become a Chazan and doesn't want to be about Tefillah.
Interesting.
And the great Chazanim are the ones that are able to combine the two.
Well, we have about a minute left, and we've been having this wonderful conversation with Cantor Bobby Vague, a good friend, and a very successful businessman who has been able to combine his love of Chazanis with everything else.
Well, it's, I grew up with Moshe Kusevitsky. I sang with Moshe Kusevitsky. My love is Moshe Kusevitsky. And fortunately, I have enough business, thank God, to keep me busy. But I do get around to singing, you know, for Rosh Hashanah Kippur. I'm at the White Shul in Far Rockaway. For Sukkot, I'm at the Kutcher's. I'll be doing a cruise with Lotus Tours in December. I think I'm going to do a little concert in November with Oyza Newman and Grammar and Baumgarten and Borough Park. And then for Pesach for the last 27 years, as you know, I was the chosen at the Saxony Hotel.
That's fabulous.
So that's been the love of my life, and I hope to continue it for many
years. Well, we're just about finished, and shalom. Thanks again, Cantor Robbie Veig, for this Slichus